The PC Mark building, when constructed, was wired for a nearly 300-panel solar array that would carry a price tag of some $426,000. Last year, the Park City Council decided that price tag was too high and the payback of 20 years too long to justify the project. But it remained just under the wire for projects the city would like to complete in the future, perhaps once the cost came down on that technology. But then two factors have now pushed the city back into taking another look at it. It was robust sales tax revenue over the last year, and as City Manager Diane Foster says, another is perhaps more clearly defined council priorities.
You know, there are a lot of good things about solar. It's a great hedge against energy. And also, we have a community ethic here of reducing our carbon footprint. And there are a lot of things that we do in town that don't necessarily have a return on investment. And so this is really, I think, for council, a question of both, are we really a green community?
Council will consider the panels again at this week's city council meeting. While it hasn't yet gotten a recommendation from the budget staff, at least the sustainability department gives it a thumbs up.
Staff actually hasn't technically recommended it as part of the capital improvements project. I think staff from an environmental perspective, so the environmental sustainability staff as well as myself, having come from that world, I think staff is of the opinion that we think this makes sense to move forward on.
Foster says, well, this project is costly, and with the long payback, there are many other project costs around town that have been paid with grants.
Anywhere between 100% grant funded and 50% grant funded. So if you look at it over all of our solar, it lowers the return on investment if you're looking at the entire portfolio.
City Manager Diane Foster. Council will consider the PC Mark solar panel project during work session on Thursday beginning at 2:50 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.